Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's actually impossible for the three of us not to do a weird little dance to the intro of this segment every time.
It's such a good intro because it makes me smile because I just think it's so funny.
It is. It is. It's a 10 out of 10 one. Hey, what are we talking about today on fashion?
I thought we'd talk about new romantics.
Awesome. So we have moved from goth into new romantics.
Yeah. And this is kind of like quite a cool one for me personally, because the bands I liked growing up were new romantics.
Cool. There's a little bit of a handshake going on between goths and new romantics, isn't
there? Oh, definitely.
There?
Yeah. Definitely. I guess the way to kind of describe it is basically the kids were disillusioned with punk, mm-hmm. but they still wanted to take some of that aesthetic. So it's kind of like teenagers and art school kids decided that they would look back in time, and they kind of go back to the glam predominantly, but even further back to the 18th century dandy, like Byron-esque sort of thing. So they were kind of combining like fetish wear, ruffled shirts, like pirate shirts, and, you know, winkle pickers and things like that. But what was quite interesting is that it was a very fast moving fashion. So it went from kind of like this kind of spiky hair and rainbow colours and things like that into 1940s kind of power suits.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So if you think about, say, the evolution of a band like Duran Duran, and they started out with spiky hair and it was all bleached or,
yeah.
you know, that sort of thing, and these big puffy shirts, and then it kind of evolved into tailoring.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of 80s kind of bands or musicians that kind of spawned out of the new romantics, namely, would be Boy George, Duran Duran, Spandau Ballet. They were kind of all those kind of bands. But I thought I'd just read you this quote because I think it's quite tells you kind of how fast moving it is.
Yes.
Nobody would ever call themselves a new romantic. Not just that, but nobody even knew what to call it. Were they Blitz kids? Were they Bowie kids? Were they futurists? As soon as anyone was called a new romantic in the press, they'd instantly do an interview to deny that they were new romantic. As soon as frilly shirts were identified as being part of the new romantic kit, bands immediately stopped wearing them. That was journalist Dave Rimmer interviewed in Vice.
People do hate to be told what they are, don't they?
Yeah, because it's like putting them in a box when they're kind of busy going, I'm really individual. What I thought I would tell you, though, was this other, the band Japan, which I really love Japan, and they kind of sound, what's quite interesting is that some of their songs, they're kind of pre but on par with Duran Duran, but they sound quite similar.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and Dave Sylvian, he said that they were not a new romantic band because for them, new romantics like fancy dress as a costume, but ours is a way of life. We look and dress this way every day.
That's the equivalent of I'm a real punk, you know. Yeah.
But it kind of started in kind of different places, but we'll talk about kind of London. So there were Bowie nights at Billy's Club in 1978 in Soho, London, and that was started by Steve Strange of Visage and Rusty Egan of Rich Kids. And if you look at pictures of Steve Strange, it's amazing. Like, the makeup that he made is totally, and just the outfits that they wore. It was heavily influenced by, slick tailoring, pirate shirts, is it Perrault, the French clown?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So they kind of, like, dressed up like that. And so Bowie Night started at Billy's Club, and then they kind of got quite massive, so they moved to the Blitz Club in Covent Garden, and then they were known as Blitz Kids.
Right.
And the door policy demanded originality and attitude, and apparently they once turned away Mick Jagger for not looking cool enough.
That's so good. Imagine being the bouncer that night and being like, you can't come in. And he's like, Mick Jagger. Yeah, you can't come in, Mick. Sorry. No. Not enough glitter.
You're looking too like 70s hippie or something.
What I'm interested in is there's a lot of these like makeup looks are kind of similar to like the club kids, so these, queer
this,
nights.
Yeah, so this is the precursor to, to club kids, which of course evolved in the 90s or like mid 80s onwards. with Blitz Club, that's kind of where Spandau Ballet and Boy George and all that kind of hung out, and Princess Julia, who's amazing, she's still DJing.
Cool.
But even Bowie paid Blitz Kids to feature in the video for Ashes to Ashes.
Oh, I didn't realise that's who that was.
So if you think of that video, that quintessentially is a part of the New Romantics. And then by the mid-80s, it was kind of like a club called Taboo, which is Lee Bowery, who's a performance artist, and it's polysexual drag-influenced night, which marked kind of the end of New Romanticism. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of went on to influence, the club kids.
The I'm looking at Steve Strange makeup right now, and it is pretty incredible. Yeah, it's a lot of like full face, just changing your whole, features to be bright pink or black, or just painted on in a different place, or have a little swan on your eyebrow. Why not?
Yeah.
Make yourself look like a robot, but a very glamorous French robot, maybe, is the vibe I'm getting from this.
Well, it's kind of like, it was charged by No Wave and New Wave, which is like Kraftwerk and Gary Newman and things like that. And it's kind of that really unusual thing where there's a whole lot of futurism, but it's looking to the past to bring that forward, which is, quite fascinating. And just so many people were heavily influenced by it.
Yeah.
In Birmingham, there was these fashion designers, Jane Kahn and Patty Bell, and that's where Duran Duran came from.
Right.
And they were really, really bright colours. There was about 20 of them that hung around in a group, and that's like, and they were kind of a scene in Birmingham, so it was like happening at
different
places. It's
awesome, yeah. What I'm interested in is how, you can still see so much New Romantics. It comes through, the runway fashion every couple of seasons still. You still see Gucci especially. They'll always have their big ruffles and their big sleeves and things.
Yeah, well, if you think of, John Galliano, I can't remember what year it was, he did a whole New Romantics one, of course, Vivian Westwood and the Pirates.
Yeah.
That was around the same time, and that was, bands like Bow Wow Wow and Adam and the Ants, And lots of people think, that's quintessentially New Romantic, but I think it's much wider than that, And because it's just so many different things in there, because if you think of Duran Duran going into those sharp suits and things with the massive shoulder pads.
Yeah, it goes in lots of directions.
Ballet and, Yeah.
Fantastic. You've picked us a track this morning. What is it?
Yeah, I thought I'd pay homage to Steve Strange. Unfortunately, he passed away quite young when he was 55. He had a heart attack in Egypt in 2015. So, I thought we'd play Visage, Fade to Grey.
Thank you very much, Penelope Noir. I'm looking forward to talking more about this later in the coming weeks.
Yes.
Plenty to dive into there.
Yep.
Devenir gris.
This is Visage with Fade to Grey. Got a lot of new romantic texts coming in. Someone says there's a very good Boy George biopic called Worried About the Boy, which has got a good representation of the Blitz Club. There we go. I've actually seen that. I had to Google it and I was like, yes, this sounds very familiar. I have seen that and I also really enjoyed it. The actor who plays Boy George looks alarmingly like him, which is quite bizarre, but very good. Someone else has said, lol, Mick Jagger. Apparently there's a film of set at Checkers Club, which is in Chicago, featuring a local blues legends and Mick's peacocking around and matching Adidas. So, you know, maybe he had his look in that club, but not in the New Romantics Blitz Club where he wasn't allowed in.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.